Oh, hello. This is Shayna.
And Tanisha.
And you're listening to I Hate Everyone.
And you probably do too.
And it's been like forever. Almost 5 months, I think, since we last recorded.
Yeah. I think we got out of the rhythm with, I don't know, COVID and different schedules.
I started teaching beach yoga on Monday nights, and Monday nights were when we recorded.
Right.
And then like our evenings just kind of get crazy up throughout the week. Yeah. So
I think we've decided that we'll probably do like a season where the seasons will fall kind of like a TV show in the fall and winter.
Yeah.
And then summer will be the break. I think that's probably what works better for both of us.
For now.
For now, yeah.
We shall see.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. We're back. Oh, and new development.
Yeah, what?
Tanisha's upstairs neighbors, people. They gone.
They gone. They moved.
I walked in and I sat down and I was just kind of thinking around, looking around. The energy feels different. I don't know how to explain it. It just feels different. And then I asked Tanisha, I was like, where are the party people upstairs? They moved.
They moved. They moved down the street. They're in the same neighborhood, but they're in another building across the way on the first floor, like they should be
on the first floor. They belong on the first floor. They are first floor folks.
And it's so funny, I ran into the mom one day. I think I was going for a run, and she was picking up the kids, and the school's within walking distance. And she did the total thing where she knew it was me, but she didn't say anything.
Oh, yeah.
And I, like, looked at her, and I just kind of smiled, like a friendly, hi, how are you smile. And she just looked the other way. It's, I don't know. I guess some people do that.
Yeah. I think a lot of times that's also like their story and their background, and we like to take it personally.
Yeah.
When we have no idea what's going on with that person.
Right.
I think that's actually helped me a lot. And like now that I'm in my 30s.
Right. You know, we're mature.
Mature. I I kind of don't take people's attitudes towards me, especially if I don't know them personally, because right. I don't know what kind of day they had or
right.
what they're going through in their head at that moment. They may not have even registered that they saw you.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah. I think we're just doing like a catch-up, you guys. There's no particular topic. We're just going to kind of chit-chat and tell you guys what's been going on with...
Yeah. We were kind of chatting back and forth. We've obviously kept in touch. I've seen Tanisha mm-hmm. a few times. But I was like, yeah, you know, I think I'm ending beach yoga soon. If you want to start recording again, she's like, yeah. Then she sent me a text the other day and she's like, let's do it.
Let's do it.
We didn't have a topic.
No, we didn't.
Wanted to chat.
And I think, so Sunday I was baking and that's when I texted Shayna and I just kind of thought, I don't know. I think I just had this wave of, maybe it's the holidays with the holidays coming too. I just had this wave of like, I missed our talks. I missed Monday nights. It was nice. It was a nice little routine. And it was therapeutic, definitely for me.
Yeah, absolutely. For you,
too, a little.
I think doing the podcast helped me not only, like, grow, but also, like, is a healing thing for me. Like, being able to heal from, you know, whatever past breakups or whatever. It doesn't even have to be romantic, just shit that I was dealing with like as a human being living on this planet. And it just really helped me, I think, you know, not forget about them, but learn from them and be able to move past them so that, you know, if other people have questions about it or are dealing with it, I feel like, you know, I'm like, well, here's what I found that, you know, worked for me and a few other people I've spoken to. Yeah, so I've found this to be extremely healing.
Yeah, and just sharing stories and the feedback we get from you guys that, hey, I feel the same way or I've had a similar story or situation. It's refreshing to know, like, we're basically all the same, even though we're so far apart and digital media has separated or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you guys? 2020's been interesting.
Crazy.
I have to say, though, that I can't complain. I kept my job.
Yep.
I wasn't sleeping in my car. So many people lost their jobs and homes. My family was healthy. I'm okay. So I'm grateful. Like, I don't even want to pretend that my year's been that terrible. It's been emotional, but it has not been that terrible.
Yeah. Same.
So.
Yeah, I've actually, like, looking back on it, I've had a very, I don't know if growing is the right word. It's been a year of growth for me. I feel like
it's been a year of growth
for me. For sure.
Yeah.
And there's definitely been ups and downs, but they've been more personal ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, like, dealing with a pandemic and a crazy election.
Yeah.
And environment and, like, you know, all sorts of stuff that we're all actually experiencing at the same time. So dealing with that has been a challenge. But in terms of, like, jobs and health and housing and income, that's all been totally fine for me as well. So I feel very fortunate in that regard.
Yeah.
I know that's not the case for a lot of people.
It's just crazy. I'm probably way more obsessed with TikTok this year.
Hmm.
The last couple of months than I need to be. I don't know. It's kind of a creative outlet for me too. But a lot of people were managing to keep their phones on, I guess, somehow, and still show that they're, like, living in their cars, like, right when, people were getting kicked out of their apartments. It was just kind of sad. Young people, like, our age, too.
Yeah.
I couldn't even imagine. So, definitely grateful.
Yeah.
I agree. For me, it's been a growing spiritual year. I kind of got back into, I lost my baseline again. But like we said in episode one, that happens.
Yeah.
It happens. You're going to lose it and get it back probably throughout your entire life.
Multiple times.
And I kind of lost my baseline and I'm slowly finding my way back to it. Today was like a big breakthrough.
Yeah.
Like I felt really, really good.
Felt like Tanisha today.
I felt like Tanisha. Yeah.
That's so good.
And it's funny, I texted a friend last night and I was like, I think it was last night. My brain's terrible. I was like, I miss the old me. I miss Tanisha. I was like, where is she? And then I woke up this morning and I felt like me again for the most part. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're climbing back up.
Yeah. So, I don't know. So important.
Yeah, I saw this is backtracking back to talking about like how crazy 2020 is. I saw a meme today. It was like a little kid kind of like grabbing his hair, almost like he was about to throw a temper tantrum. And it said something like, when kids are studying for their history exam and they get to the year 2020 and they have to remember everything that happened.
Oh my God. There was a video on TikTok like that too. And it was like pretending that the future, like when we're grandparents. And it said, Grandma, tell me about 2020 or whatever. What was it like when you were growing up? And Grandma says, well, let me tell you, in the year 2020, and all these like things popped up. The election, the pandemic, COVID-19, this, that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But we're all experiencing it together.
Together. So there's something that you said that stuck with me. I don't remember when you said it, but you had said, we're all humans living this human experience.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember when you said that, but that's stuck with me. And I said it in one of my TikTok videos because I'm sharing my journey of reading the Quran and kind of learning more about Islam and the Arab culture. And in the comments of those videos, which is funny, those videos get the most likes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting that people are, I don't know, more intrigued on religion.
Oh, yeah.
And spirituality than anything else that I share. But people are really triggered in the comments. So on one of my videos, I was like, look, you guys, stop the bullying. Please be kind. Please be respectful. And I said, we are all humans living this human experience. So we're all in this together. So I love that. I love that you said that.
Aww.
That's like stuck with me ever since.
Yay.
It's just, I don't know. It's very, it just sums it up.
I think so too.
Yeah.
It also helps you realize that like if you, and I've said this before, I think part of the same instance that you're thinking about, it's like if you're going to be a human on this planet, you're going to experience all the emotions. Like you really don't, there's no running from it.
There's no running from it. And also when I think of that, we're all humans living a human experience is, be compassionate, be understanding, because we're all dealing with the same emotions, maybe at different times.
Oh, for sure.
But we're all experiencing fear, anger, frustration, sadness, whatever, confusion. I don't know, maybe we all have questions about religion or spirituality or whatever. Which is what I was saying in the video. Stop bullying and being mean to each other just because you believe in this and or you don't or whatever. You know, we're all figuring it out. Life. We're all figuring out life.
Oh, yeah. The word I'm thinking of right now is gracious.
Yes.
Like, be gracious to those around you, but also to yourself, right? Like, we're all experiencing this shit for the first time.
Yeah.
Like, give yourself a little bit of grace.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, be gentle with yourself. Right. You know, if you maybe gained, you know, the COVID, whatever, 5 to 15 pounds.
Right.
Right? Or, like, you have a little bit more anxiety than normal. Or yeah. you know, whatever. Just, like, give yourself some grace. You know, we're so nice to, for the most part, we're so nice to other people around us. And we're so mean to ourselves.
That's so true. I was really, maybe that's why I felt better, too. I was really mean to myself.
Yeah.
After that, I had another breakup, you guys. Break off. I
told Shannon to break off.
I said like break that. Off because we weren't actually together. We were getting to know each other over the course of like 3 months. But he ended things and I was really mean to myself. I went through all the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But towards, I would say maybe the last month now, I was better. I was on the up. But I was mean to myself in, which I realized yesterday when I was baking, like I told you, the ultimate fear of someone judging me based off of my past and then basically kind of making the assumption that I'm not good enough for them, which, and I was mean to myself because subconsciously I had that feeling, but I didn't know it. And that feeling was making me, what's the word? Yeah, I guess I just didn't feel good,
mm-hmm.
which is me being mean to myself.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that until yesterday, that subconscious worthiness, whatever. Yeah, and now that I recognize it for what it is, I know that I don't need to be so mean to myself. It's okay. Like, you know, it's, and it's funny because that person even sent me something like the day after and was like, you're still worthy. And I realize now it's not so much the fact that I'm not worthy. It's the fact that I wasn't worthy enough for him. And I don't know if that's the right way of phrasing it either, because I am worthy. I'm a worthy person. But everyone has their preference.
Yeah.
And I think that subconscious fear of not ever, of being judged by my past made it a lot harder for me to accept that. Does that make sense? I don't know if I'm explaining
it. Yes, but I don't think that it wasn't that you weren't worthy for him.
No, right.
Because,
I'm a worthy person.
You're a worthy person, and it's just, you know, and this is, I've had this conversation with a few people as of recent, just because I've been able to be on the outside now looking at other people's relationships.
Yeah.
Not to be judgy or anything, but just, you know, when you hear about a breakup and a lot of times it can be just as simple as like, you know, you're an amazing person and I really do love you and feel for you, but I don't see a future with you.
And that's
like,
what it
you're
was.
Not
yeah.
like, maybe we don't want the same things. We don't see our life the same. And like, it's hard not to take that personally because it's you, but like, it's, you shouldn't take it personally. It's
right.
just, you know, there's just something there for this individual that isn't clicking and that's okay.
Yeah. And that's okay. And I finally had that, like I knew it was okay because I feel like I'm, I guess, intelligent enough to know that that was okay. But emotionally, I wasn't accepting it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just on this cycle of, oh, but we clicked here, here, and here. And we, you know, agreed on this, this, and this. And conversation was easy. And there was ebb and flow. And then I think it was, I did something that I normally don't do. I blocked him. I hate blocking. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's demeaning to an extent. But now I kind of have another perspective of it.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't stop. We're not friends. We haven't spoken. But I couldn't stop looking. And it was like I was keeping a connection.
Yeah.
And I needed to break that because it wasn't healthy for me. And I blocked. It's
like an addiction.
It was an addiction.
Yeah.
And it was me not letting go and me not being realistic about the, you know, this is a decision he made and that's okay. And I wasn't being kind. That was me not being kind to myself.
Yeah.
Staying in the addiction. And I blocked, I think maybe 2 weeks ago.
That's good.
Or maybe a week and a half ago. Recently. And I've been feeling better since.
That's so good. See, I think so often when we look at things like that, like blocking, for instance.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to block. I don't want to come off as, you know, that, I can't think of the word right now.
A jerk.
Yeah, jerk. That, like, petty.
Petty.
You know?
Yeah.
But, like, it's not about that person. It's about you and, like, what you need and what's going to be beneficial for you. Not to be selfish by any means, but, like, you know, put your mask on before you put on someone else's mask. You got to take care of you. And it's the same thing when I, you know, I have some friends who are in not the best relationships right now. And, you know, if they've been in them maybe for a while and, like, neither one of them's pulling the trigger.
Yeah.
Lack of a better term. And I know one of them is like, but, you know, I don't want to hurt that other person's feelings. And, like, I get it, but, like, your quality of life is not good and it hasn't been good for a while. So you gotta, you know, at some point, take care of you.
Right.
And if that means blocking somebody, if that means breaking up with somebody, if that means ending a toxic friendship.
Yeah.
You gotta do it.
You gotta do it. And I did it. And I say block with caution. And I say that in the sense that there are petty people who block, like Jay, the narcissist.
Oh, yeah.
Where that was a toxic block, unblock, I'm going to block her and then unblock her. Hey, baby, I miss you. Yeah. Block. That's toxic.
That's almost like addiction to drama, too.
That's they addiction. Just,
like, yeah. That's like someone that's like, don't want to judge here, but like sounds slightly unstable. Like,
yeah.
Like thrives off that like excitement.
Yeah.
Red flag.
Red flag. Well, he had a lot of red flags.
And here we are. Red flags on red a platter. I see all of them. Let me get to know you more.
Right. I say block with caution because there's that, the petty, the red flag, the narcissist, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's what I did or something similar that people can do that's for your own health.
Yeah.
And I even said to myself today, wow, I'm not thinking about him as much. Wow, I'm not obsessing as much because I don't have that contact.
Yeah.
That connect, that string has been cut. And I even thought, you know what? Maybe in the future I will unblock. But for now, I don't plan on keeping him blocked forever because I feel like, and this is the part of blocking that I don't like. I feel like when you've made a connection with someone, when you block them, it's almost as if you're wiping them out, kind of like a virus wipes something out on a computer, as if it never existed.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm too sensitive and too romantic and empathetic, but for me, I don't want to wipe a single person out of my life, no matter how negative it was, because of that encounter, I experienced something, whether it was good or bad, and because of that encounter, it had an effect on me.
Yeah.
And I learned something from
imprint
it.
Imprint on your
blueprint.
Life.
Yeah. Well, and I don't want to wipe that out.
Well, do you think you could just like look at it differently for a second and say, you know, typically when you go through a breakup and like, you know, you want to be friends with that person at some point, but you need some time to break away from who you knew both of you to be like in that relationship. Like you need time to separate that.
Right.
So that person can be an individual on his or her own. Same with you. And so sometimes, and again, there's no set time, like how length of time. But in order to like be friends, you need to let the relationship part die.
Right.
It doesn't mean wiping it clean.
Yeah.
It just means like letting that part actually fade away so that way you can be friends and it can be healthy.
Right.
So like instead of wiping it clean, you're just letting it in for however long you need to let it in until you're okay and you can look at it again and be like, okay, I don't really feel
anything. Like
I'm aware that I did at some point, but right now I'm good.
Yeah. And that's exactly. That's what blocking has helped me do, and whenever I'm comfortable and completely healed and over it, and I feel like I want to unblock and say, okay, then that's it, then I will. But for now, I'm being kind to myself.
There you go, Grace. I'm learning it too.
Grace comes with age, I feel like.
I mean, I also think it's going to be a constant practice. I don't know why we're so mean to ourselves. The dialogue that we have in our head.
So mean.
So insulting. So degrading.
There was a girl on TikTok I saw today. She did a video. She's 31. Plus size girl. And it was like she was doing her makeup in the mirror and there was like the sad music in the background and she's the caption. She had all this caption and it said, I turned 31. Today's my birthday. I've never been in a relationship. My biggest fear is that I'll never fall in love and someone won't love me for who I am. I've never kissed anyone. And then at the end of it, she's like, I have so much to give. I know I have a lot to give. And I just thought, you know, same thing. Like she's being mean to herself, thinking that she won't find love because of, I don't know what, maybe because of her size or for, I don't know, whatever. We're so mean to ourselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's tearing away at her hope or what have you.
And I think you can also see that a lot of times on people's faces. Like, you can kind of see when they're, like, stuck in their head and like being mean to themselves. It's like their energy changes, their facial expressions change.
Yeah, that's true.
And it can have an impact on your whole day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That like, there was a lady... God, this was years ago. I was walking to my car when I was still parking at the battery.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like in my head thinking about something, smiling to myself. And this lady looks up. She was sitting on the bench or something. And she says, you keep smiling. And I looked up and I said, excuse me. And she said, you keep smiling. She's like, you're glowing right now or something like that in those words. And I just thought, wow. I was like, thank you. And that really made... Like, it didn't make my day, but it was just, your words mean so much. Mm-hmm. If you see someone, you know, if they've, be kind with your words could really lift their mood.
Yeah, and then, like, taking it back to being gracious with yourself.
Right.
Like, your own words, changing the way that you talk to yourself in your head.
Yeah.
Can really have an effect on your whole day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Be kind to yourself.
Uh-huh.
Be kind to others because your words could be the difference between someone else having a good or bad day.
Mm-hmm.
Not only yourself, but someone else. Yeah. A lot of growth this year, I feel like. Spiritual, for me at least.
Yeah.
Spiritual growth. I told you earlier, also with the break off. I like that word.
I also like your emphasis on off.
Off.
Break off.
It was a break off. That it pushed me back to finding my baseline and pushed me back into like spirituality, which I had gotten away from over the years when I left for Germany. I was dealing with a breakup. Came back. Things were good. And then the break off. So I feel like it's been a constant, and I kind of stepped away from... The podcast was helping a lot, and I think maybe that's also why I was so excited to get back on it, because it was so therapeutic for me.
Yeah.
And kind of getting back into spirituality. I wouldn't say because of that person, because of the break off, but it pushed me back towards it. I don't know. I feel like, you know, there's moments in your life where you get nudged back into... I don't know how to explain it. Nudged back into certain crevices that you needed to explore some more, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good way of explaining it. But yeah, and I've learned to be gracious and grateful, even though it didn't work out the way I thought. I took something away from it because it brought me back to a place that I needed to be.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. Like, you learn... If you haven't learned that lesson yet, you're going to kind of circle back to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the universal, like the universe is like nudging you, like, go back.
Yeah, yeah. You need to go back to this a little bit. which I feel like I do a lot. I think maybe everybody does.
I was just about to say that. I think everybody does.
You know?
There's so many lessons you need to learn. You just repeat them until you learn them.
Right. And maybe even, like with spirituality and religion, like, not a lesson, but sometimes there's just more to explore. Like, not like you learn a lesson and then it's done, but maybe there's more to explore. Like,
oh, yeah.
You can keep exploring something.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you can keep going back. Like, say, you know, you... you're studying something.
Studying it.
And you've already taken the course or you've already read the book. But, like, the first time you're coming at it with fresh eyes.
Right.
You know, not as much knowledge. And you pick up what you are able to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you incorporate that somehow, hopefully, like, into your life, no matter what it is.
Right.
And then say you go back and do it again and you're already starting to incorporate it. So you already have this knowledge in your head. And so when you read it again or you study it again, you're able to pick up other things that you most likely missed the first time.
Right.
And then I think that's a constant. Like, if you keep going back, like, you're going to constantly learn something new that was always there but that you'd missed.
Like watching a movie over and over.
Yeah.
Which I do.
Yeah.
I have my favorites. So, what about you? I've, like, talked about my little...
Oh, that's exciting. Briefly, let's see, I started dating somebody almost 4 months ago. We met on a dating app. I, like, you know, out of all of the times I've downloaded it and deleted it. We met on Bumble, and he's amazing. He's the person I think, like, I've been, like, looking for.
Yeah.
That's
so exciting.
Yeah, so, but I'm not going to talk a lot about that because I don't feel like I
need to.
Should. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't have to.
All is great in the world.
That's all that needs to be said.
Don't settle for someone you don't feel like is your level of awesome.
Oh, I like that.
Your level of awesome. And, like, if you for the most part probably want your life to look a certain way and you want to live a certain way. And there is someone out there that feels the same way.
Right.
And I think that's important. At least that's something I have learned. Like, the guys I've dated in the past have all been, now that I'm, like, past the breakup, they're all great guys. They're nice guys. They're good people. But we didn't want the same life.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that to be very important. Maybe very not important. Everyone agrees with me, and that's fine. But that's really important to me. And this person, we want the same things out of life. We want the same kind of life.
Yeah.
We look at life the same. So that's just important. So that's good. One of the things that's been pretty transformative for me in the past month is toying around with this idea of intuitive eating, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been body image obsessed since I was little,
mm-hmm.
and I hate it, but I've always cared about my size,
mm-hmm.
played around with different diets, exercise like crazy, but I do like exercising. That's for me, it's not I'm working out because of what I ate, it's working out because I think it feels good and I really like to feel strong.
Yeah.
And I think it's cool what the body is capable of. But I have tried so many diets, what's it called? Intermittent fasting, like eating the 6 meals a day, not eating bread, all this stuff. And it's just diet culture.
Yeah.
And, like, who am I doing this for?
Trends.
You know, I'm only doing it, and that's where the negative self-talk. So I met with this girl, like, a month ago, and she was just trying to say, like, you know, like, let... And I would step on the scale all the time. She's like, how does it make you feel? I was like, horrible. Mm. It makes me feel horrible. Why do you do it? I don't know. I haven't stepped on a scale in over a month.
Yeah.
And I would always feel guilty when I would eat something
mm-hmm.
really yummy. And she goes... So next time you eat something and you start to feel the guilt creep in, take a second to just acknowledge, like, where you are, who you're with, and instead of using the word guilt, see if you can change it to the word grateful or gratitude.
Okay.
You know, so it's like typically if I drank a lot, it's because I was with friends having a good time, or, you know, if I overdid it at a Mexican restaurant with the chips and salsa, again, because I was with friends having a good time.
Yeah.
You know, or like... That's typically when I do that kind of stuff. And then I would always, like, stare in the mirror and just kind of, like, you know, find my places on my body that I didn't like.
Yeah.
Right? Love handles. Poochie right. belly.
Yeah.
And so it's like, stop staring.
I think you have a great figure.
Thanks, Tamisha. I appreciate it. But it's something that I'm – it's going to be a lifelong – thing I'm going to have to work with because it's breaking this habit, this pattern that I've had since I was like 12.
Right.
But it's, you know, it's unfortunate in our culture that we associate thin as beautiful.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think we're breaking away from that.
I think so too.
But I think like our generation, you know, like if you think about who our role models were, like the Victoria's Secret models and,
yeah.
and like Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera, and what was beautiful was like a flat stomach.
And also, I think, was it late 90s, early 2000s, that heroin look? That extremely thin and like the baggy clothes.
Yeah.
This that was like in. This heroin look. Like you looked like you were strung out on drugs. That was in.
Yeah. And so I feel like now, you know, like the generations now have like Lizzo and Adele.
Yeah.
And, you know, like not to say that the Kardashians are the best role models, but they're not stick skinny.
Yeah. Right.
And so I, you know, I think, and obviously every generation is going to have their shit. But just kind of, you know, trying to just change my mindset and the type of language that I use whenever I'm, like, teaching and telling, you know, my students and everyone around me to change the conversation that they're having in their head and be, you know, thankful for what they do have, not for what they wish they had.
Right.
And here I am not doing that at all.
Right.
And I'm being very mean to myself in my head. So that's really been, like, my biggest thing for the past month is just trying to be gracious with myself.
That's awesome.
And I've definitely, I feel it's also, you know, it allows me also to think more about what I'm putting into my body. Like, and I'm still, you know, I love me some tacos. I love me some pizza. I love, I fucking love pasta.
Yeah.
Made from scratch chocolate pumpkin chocolate chip cookies the other day. I've had like six since Saturday.
Yeah.
But I'm also, I really like to eat vegetables and I'm like paying attention, like, okay, if I eat this, how am I going to feel? And I'm okay with feeling that way.
Yeah.
And so I try to eat at home and like cook during the week, which is all typically veggie heavy.
Right.
And then weekend, I'm like, cool, go have fun.
Yeah.
But also no limitations. If I want to go out on a weeknight, I'm going to.
Yeah.
But I'm just, you know, it's going to be a constant battle because it is something I constantly think about. And I don't know if that's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe changing the verbiage, the way that I talk to myself about it, can.
Right. And it'll be, you change the way you talk about it. And then over time, because it becomes repetitive, then you start to retrain your brain.
Yeah.
And your thought processes.
So that's the goal.
Good for you. I'm proud of you. That's not easy.
No, it's, I mean, I still find myself walking past a mirror and like staring. And then in my head, I'm like, Shayna, walk away from the mirror. But then the angel on my shoulder is like, Shayna, walk away. The devil's like, but look, just like stare.
Just look.
Keep looking.
Yeah.
Don't walk away. I'm like, which one do I do?
So with psoriasis, I kind of had something similar in the sense that I was obsessed with my diet because I thought something in the diet was triggering it, because with most autoimmune, there is something in the diet. And same thing, I was obsessed. Like, I would have something for breakfast, and then by the afternoon, my skin was dry and flaking. It's like, I would freak out, and I would be in this repetitive, oh my God, I shouldn't have had that, and it probably had cheese, and it did this, and this, and this, and that. And then that stress. I think it's a lot of the stress too.
Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, stress. Not just psoriasis, but like in general, even with you. Like,
oh yeah.
The stress that comes with obsessing over something can have a negative effect on your body.
Yeah. Well, it's also that, like, it's a vicious cycle. It's like, you know, you say, for my instance, like you eat something, you feel guilty about it, you keep eating it, and then you feel guilty. Now you have, like, this negative attitude towards it.
Right.
And then you're just, like, you just have, like, this fuck it attitude. You're, like, well.
Yeah.
Just, like, this vicious cycle.
And like you said, you have to find that being gracious with yourself. Change your verbiage. That's why I don't have a scale and I took away the mirrors, because it was becoming an obsession.
Mm-hmm.
The negative talk with the food, with what's triggering my psoriasis. What am I eating? I still don't really look in the mirror that much.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do. I've gotten better with it now, but I really don't. And I really don't even have a desire to. But it's been, you know, and like you said, it'll be a lifelong thing.
Yeah, I think it's a lifelong
process that you'll work on. It's exciting, though.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I did, you know, found a new gym that feels COVID-friendly. And back in a workout routine, so that always makes me just feel better.
Yeah.
Because I really, like,
the sweating, the...
Yeah, and I noticed with my moods, if I'm not exercising regularly, oh my gosh, I get so irritable and bitchy.
Really?
Yeah, I noticed that over this past couple months. And then I start working out again, and I'm like, oh, here, I'm back. I don't know who that person was. Sorry.
That's like the Snickers commercial, the hangry.
Yeah. It's like I get annoyed easily. It feels like I'm like PMSing constantly. If I'm not working out, I just have this constant feeling of like everything is getting on my nerves. The way you're breathing, the way you're talking. The Roomba's too fucking loud. I got mad at a fucking robot vacuum because it was so loud. I was just like, Shayna, what is with you? Turns out I just needed to exercise. I
needed to work out. What is it? What are the, what is it like? Gosh, what are the hormones that get released when you work out?
Endorphins?
Endorphins.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I told you I went for a run, was it yesterday?
Yeah.
And I felt really good. Maybe that's why I also woke up feeling good today. Maybe it was
probably. Movement, man. Exercise does good things to the soul.
Yeah.
To the mind.
And after my run, I came home and I said, Tanisha, you just twice a week, 2 to 3 times a week, just go for a run.
Yeah.
See what it does.
Yeah.
It makes a difference.
I'm at the point now where I'm like, I don't say, ugh, I have to go work out. I'm like, oh, I get to go work out.
Yeah.
I get to go work out. I love it. I love moving.
Yeah.
I love sweating.
It's a good way to look at it.
And I like being pushed. And I know that some people don't like it, and that's fair. Everyone has, you know, their things. I love when I work out so hard and I like collapse on the ground and I'm just like,
oh, see,
and my chest is heaving. I love that feeling. For me, that's the endorphin rush.
Yeah. You would like, I wonder if you would like those challenges. What are those mugged rudder or whatever? Mud rudder.
Oh, like the rugged maniacs?
Yeah.
I'm sure I would. I'd probably be really bad at it.
Well, that talk about pushing yourself.
Yeah. I would do it. Like, the workout classes I'm doing now, I'm, like, always the last person.
Hey.
It's fine. Like, I'm not a competitive person. So, oh, hi, Drackie. I'm not a competitive person, so it's not, like, I'm not beating myself up over it, but it's just something I've, like, noticed. I just started working out at this place. I'm on, like, week number 3. Mm-hmm. And anytime I'm doing, like, a group class or I'm with someone else, just like I'm always way behind. I'm like, you know what? At least I'm doing it.
Right.
I haven't stopped. Maybe one day someone new will come and then I won't be the last person anymore.
At least you're sticking with it though.
Yeah.
Were you doing boxing?
No. I was doing F45.
Oh,
which I really liked, but it just doesn't feel really COVID friendly, so I'm not gonna do that right now.
Yeah. Which one are you at now?
Exemplar on James Island.
Oh, okay.
It's quite fun.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Is that all we're going to... Are we good?
I feel tapped. I feel like that's pretty...
Okay. So we're going to... We just wanted to catch you guys up with what's going on in our lives. We hope you're managing and ending 2020 with some grace. Be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
Be nice to yourself.
Be nice to yourself.
Life is hard enough as it is. And for some of us, maybe it's harder than others. Some of us are blessed with maybe less hardships, less struggles. But at the end of the day, we can still all be pretty mean to ourselves, whether you mean to or not. We all do it. And that can have a big effect on your overall mood. So just be nice to you.
Yeah.
And we do have the holidays coming up, so we can't guarantee any consistency. But we are going to definitely, I think, try and stick with a fall-winter season and then a break in the summer.
Consistency has been our strong point anyway. Right. So, you know, that's what we're consistent at.
Right.
Inconsistency.
Inconsistency. Thanks, guys, for joining us.
The email.
If you have feedback or stories, email is wehateeveryonesodoyou@gmail.com. I remembered it.
Yeah, that was fast as lightning.
Let us know what you think. Thanks for joining us. We are so excited to be back on.
I like talking.
I like talking. And we hope you like listening.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.